an indigenous-operated resort on Quadra Island is being turned into a mental health and addictions treatment facility. The Wee Waukai Nation, based in Campbell River, is working with the provincial government to convert its TSAKWA Luton Resort into the Sakwilatin Healing Center, pronounced SAKWA Luton. The facility will have 40 adult treatment beds, half of which are expected to be opened by this fall. 32 of the beds will be provided without fees. At the center, healing and recovery will be grounded in cultural heritage and respect, said Chief Ronnie Chikite. The facility will serve both Indigenous and non-Indigenous people, Chikite said. First Nations people in BC are 6 times more likely than others to die from toxic drug poisoning. The province is providing about $7.9 million to create 2 wings with client rooms at the lodge, repair the roof and upgrade electrical systems. The facility will provide single and double occupancy rooms with private bathrooms, personalized treatment plans, counseling rooms, clinical rooms and a cultural programs room. The First Nations Health Authority and Island Health Authority will support the center's operations. Given that there are many pathways into addiction, we need to be there to provide just as many pathways for people to recover, said Minister of Mental Health and Addictions Jennifer Whiteside. The center will take a holistic approach to addiction recovery that is rooted in traditional Indigenous knowledge, the province said. First Nations Health Authority Director Saleta Cook said the center will use both Western and First Nations approaches to healing, while North Island MLA Michelle Bobchick said it will give area residents more treatment options close to home. The province has provided $35 million in funding for the replacement or completion of 8 other First Nations treatment centers in BC. In the Port Hardy region, the 1,100-member Gwazala, Nkwaxda Nations and nearby Kwagul and Kwatsino First Nations declared a state of emergency in March after 11 Gwazala, Nkwaxda members, many of them youths, died over 2 months from toxic drugs, alcohol and mental health challenges. Island Health responded by funding the creation of a community crisis line for the 3 First Nations and providing outreach workers for on-call shifts evening, overnight and on weekends. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com.